Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody listening all over North America. Happy Thursday to you. We got the Dodgers and Brewers playing right now. They're tied at one run apiece in the sixth. The Dodgers lead the series 2-0. In about 30 minutes from now, we're going to have the ALCS game underway. Game 4 between the Mariners and the Blue Jays. The Mariners lead their series 2-1. You know, the Blue Jays, after beating them up yesterday 13-4, they're trying to tie their series at 2 games apiece. And then in about 15 minutes, we have Thursday night football. In Cincinnati, Ohio, we have the Bengals hosting the Steelers. We have Joe Flacco hosting Aaron Rodgers. One old man to another. So we got a lot to discuss. We got a lot to keep you up on. We've already discussed a lot. Thank you so much. Just last hour, Luke Easterling joined us from Athlon Sports to talk all things NFL. I just told you about the Dodgers. They just took a 2-1 series lead, or excuse me, a 2-1 lead in this game against the Brewers. So if you've missed a minute or a second of the show, just hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app and you can listen to it all. We got more to get into. Chris Miles is going to join us from NBA TV. He'll be here with us in about 20 minutes. There's a lot going on in the league. You got Giannis Antetokounmpo, all these rumors about him going or leaving. Eventually, LeBron James dealing with this leg, back, butt issue with the sciatic nerve. We got Cooper Flagg out here playing in preseason action. We got Russell Westbrook with the Kings. So we'll have that chat with Chris in about 20 minutes. There's so much going on. You can always listen here on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You could tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, how creepy is this? Oh, my God. As we get ready for this Thursday night football game, obviously the reason that Joe Flacco is out here playing for the Bengals is A, because Jake Browning stinks. Couldn't stop throwing interceptions. Throwing a football to the wrong team is one way to get you benched. And then the reason why we saw Jake Browning playing is because Joe Burrow has turf toe. They needed to cut his foot open and fix it. We don't know when he's coming back. We don't know if he's coming back this season. I mean, if the Bengals keep stinking a joint up, then yeah, there is no reason to see Joe Burrow the rest of this year. And let me tell you something. They just showed a video of Joe Burrow on the sidelines, just kind of standing there miserable that he can't play. He looks like, and maybe he has, he just looks like he has been in a dark place. Joe Burrow is somebody who experiments with his hair. We've seen him with the bleach blonde hair. We've seen him with the long hair, the short hair. He had a very emo look. He had his hair in his face, hovering over his eyes. It's kind of all over the place. He had the wild looking Justin Bieber hairstyle. Like Justin Bieber when he had the long hair as a kid. If you took Justin Bieber and you shook him around and said, hey, don't take a shower, that's what Joe Burrow just looked like. Bacha, did you see Joe Burrow tonight?
I just saw him. Yeah, that's very... It's either one, he needs a haircut. Two, he didn't comb his hair today. Or three, like you said, he's gone emo.
He's just like in a dark room doing rehab. And he's standing out on the field all by himself. Hands behind his back, clasped, like lonely, woe is me. He has this 1,000-mile stare in his eyes. And he has his hair just all over the place. And really, in front of his face, he looks like he needs a hug. Poor guy. Anyway, he'll be okay. He makes enough money. I just hope that his career. I know yesterday we gave you the list. Top six athletes who have never won a championship. I had Dan Marino at number two on the list. Come on now. Is Joe Burrow going to be in that same space? I know it's early. He went to a Super Bowl. Yes, I can't believe this. The Bengals went back to a Super Bowl. They haven't done that since the 80s. But is Joe Burrow going to go back one day? I don't know about that. So he's standing around. He ain't playing. We knew that already. Somebody else not playing tonight for the Bengals. Trey Hendrickson. He's out. He got a back injury. Good for Trey Hendrickson. He already has 4 sacks on the season for the Cincinnati Bengals. We know they gave him a salary boost, and eventually he showed up to work after he held out all season long. Bengals are 2-4. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. And if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, why the hell are you holding on to him for? I mean, you basically drafted a replacement for both him and Hubbard and Shamar Stewart. Shamar Stewart should be playing tonight. He's been out with an ankle injury. He doesn't even have a sack on the season yet. And if you went through this entire exercise in the offseason with Trey Hendrickson, are you going to pay him? Are you going to give him a long-term deal? Why don't you just trade him for some picks? Like, wouldn't that make the most sense? I mean, there's all these contending teams that would probably just go out there and die for a pass rusher. I mean, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, would you not give up a pick for Trey Hendrickson? I mean, you got a guy like Brandon Graham, another veteran who just retired. I just don't see a way that the Bengals lose him for nothing. Bacha, you think he's going to finish the season with the team?
I would hope not for his career and the best for his future. I think if he plays with a Super Bowl contender, does well in the playoffs, he'll get a better deal when he reaches free agency. But I really don't see the Bengals being sellers. I feel like the Bengals are cocky enough to think they can still make the playoffs and win with Joe Flacco.
And this is the part that also sucks. It would be dumb to hold on to him because they're not going to win anything this year. They may not even make the playoffs, and that's if Joe Burrow can come back. We don't know if it's going to be worthwhile for him to come back. I get it. They're 2-4. I'm expecting them to lose tonight. They'll probably fall to 2-5. But then they can look at last year and just go, oh, my God, but we turned things around, and then we were one game away from getting in. Well, one game from getting in does not put you in. And so the Bengals, you're correct. I wouldn't even say cocky. The Bengals are stupid enough to just hold on to him. Go, oh, my God, maybe if we can turn things around, maybe if Joe Burrow can come back. And then they'll let him walk in free agency, and then you got nothing for him. And so I don't know what Trey Hendrickson can get you, you know, at the trade deadline as a rental. What is he getting you, a fourth rounder, a fifth rounder? I have no idea. Maybe, probably not higher. But if you're the Bengals, man, just pack it in. And I know that's going to be upsetting for Joe Burrow. You're trading our premier pass rusher while I'm hurt. We're giving up on the season. I know you're going to have the T. Higgins and the Chases of the world, guys making 30 and 35 and $40 million as receivers. These guys are going to be mad. Everybody's going to go, you're quitting on the year? Well, yeah. Y'all are all getting paid, so just shut up and relax. Like, take your money, get your cash, and chill. We got to build the team. And it's been quite apparent Trey Hendrickson was not getting a long-term deal. And if they weren't going to give him one this year, they ain't going to give him one next season either, as he's now a year older. Forget about that. The Bengals are cooked. It's just unfortunate that they may not know it. That's just highly unfortunate. Speaking of cooked, this damn team is cooked every single season. They're up, they're down. You just don't know what the hell you can expect from them. It's the Arizona Cardinals. They are also dealing with a quarterback injury. Kyler Murray didn't play this past Sunday, dealing with a foot issue. Now, there's now word that it might be a Lisfranc injury. That is not what you want. Your starting quarterback, whose game is built on running around like a crazy dude, dealing with a foot issue in the center part of his foot. The Arizona Cardinals started the season at 2-0. They've now lost four straight, including this past Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. They had a lead. Jacoby Brissett threw for 300-plus yards. They couldn't hold it, and now it appears that Kyler is going to be out for a while, possibly. Okay, Jonathan Gannon, who's been facing a lot of pressure recently, he was asked if, the fact that their next game is against the Packers, are you going to put Kyler Murray out there to get beat up by Micah?
Doesn't. You better have a plan for one. When I say one, they're number one, Micah.
What challenges does Micah create that's unique?
Lines up everywhere. He can win everywhere. And he takes the ball away.
Oh, what a depressing guy. They asked him yesterday or a couple of days ago how he just deals with, you know, disappointment and emotions. And he's just like, I learned to turn off emotions when our quarterback got arrested. And like, Dan sent to prison. He was talking about Michael Vick, and that's how he ended a press conference. This is the same guy who decided to slap his own running back in the chest after he dropped a touchdown on the way into the end zone. He got fined, $100,000 for doing so by the organization. And Jonathan Gannon is going through all of the things. He was asked by one of the media members, well, what does Kyler need to do to play? Listen to this.
What boxes would you like to see Kyler check this week?
Make sure that he's healthy enough to play, you know. So we'll progress him along here this week and see where he's at.
Damn. That is a dude who's just begging to be fired. Does he like showing up to work? Botcha, is he happy about anything? Probably not, right?
I feel like he's happy to go home. That's the only thing. But I feel like if I've learned one thing about Jonathan Gannon, he does not like the media. He may love football, may love coaching, but he does not want to talk to the media.
They're losing. Does he even like that?
I don't think he likes the team, but he likes football.
I don't know about that. He sounds more miserable than, I don't know, Todd Bowles. And Todd Bowles doesn't even sound that bad. And Todd Bowles, at least his team is 5-1. Baker Mayfield's playing like an MVP. You've had all these guys hurt. Godwin's leg injury, still dealing with that. Bucky Irvin's out. And Mike Evans' hamstring injury kind of dates back to last year. He's been out. But apparently, as the Bucks get ready to take on the Lions, this is Monday Night Football. This game may not go good for the Bucks. This might be the one where the wheels fall off. Todd Bowles was asked about Mike Evans because apparently Mike Evans has started to practice.
I mean, he was limited. He did some things. Obviously, he did some things very well. We just got to monitor it throughout the week. But just to see him in the helmet right now coming out there in the jersey and doing some of the things that he's doing is very encouraging for us.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Maybe we see him Monday night. Don't rush it. He's old. I know he's been around. I know he wants to have another 1,000-yard receiving season. It's more important to see Mike Evans out there healthy. That would be nice. Speaking of wide receivers who have been busted up, Puka Nacua, he's had that issue with his ankle. I mean, Devontae Adams really needs to step up. The next game for the Los Angeles Rams is actually going to take place in London. Okay, they're going to be taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. So you can wake up on Sunday and you could watch some football. You can see if the Rams are going to go out there and continue to, you know, win. But is Puka going to be available? Sean McVay had a response.
I think I think we talked about it a little bit the other day. You know, there's a difference between return to play, return to performance. You want to put him in a position to have successful outcomes. I do think some of that, you know, is reflected in, is he able to go through practice and really get a good feel to allow him to feel comfortable and confident in what we would be asking if he goes. If not, then you have a ton of confidence in the group that, you know, with the guys that will be asked to take on, you know, bigger roles. But you don't ever replace a stud like him, but we've got a lot of confidence in the other guys if that's the case.
Okay. All right. EO, see, Bacha, we know he likes football. And he has no problem communicating with the media, which makes him a great head coach.
Yeah, because there's normal football lovers, and then there's the crazy ones. We know he's a little crazy, but he's on the energetic side. Gannon just...
miserable.
Just wants to read the playbook. Okay. Boring. Straight
well,
to the details.
He's not a head coach. That's why he's going to get fired.
Yeah, he was great with the Eagles, so it's like, I don't know.
He wasn't no head coach.
No, maybe he can't handle the pressure of the media.
There's a difference, correct, but that's a big part of it. There's a difference, and we hear this all the time. There's a lot of dudes who could run around and just be a coordinator. There's a difference when you have to be the head coach, because you now, obviously, you have to communicate internally with the team, but you also have to be the voice for the entire organization. That is a whole nother level. You oversee everything on the football side outside of, you know, what the general manager gives you to go out there and work with. And so you got to be the mouthpiece. And so if you can't do that, I think a lot of these guys just have the, they got it twisted. They got it backwards. If I win or if I coach the team, win or lose, I have to deal with the media. No, your approach should be three-pronged. I obviously have to win football games. I have to deal with my team. I have to manage them. But I also have to control what the outside is. And I think we got a lot of dudes that have seen so much of Belichick over the past 20 years that they just go, you know, if I can control the media, then no, control the football team, be cordial with the media, and at least they won't whoop your ass that bad if you lose it. If you lose, it's going to get you. But if you're losing and now you're a jerk, you ain't doing nothing but stressing yourself out. Like, put that Belichick playbook away, man. That worked for one guy. It didn't even work for him at the end. Look at what he's getting now. And beating him up about his personal life. What a world. Be nicer. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. All the NFL guys got to be tough, tough, tough. And get over yourself, okay? We'll come back. We're going to talk some NBA. We're going to be joined by Chris Miles from NBA TV. We'll get his thoughts on some of the news that we've received, like Russell Westbrook, now with the Kings. LeBron James, maybe out until November. Cooper Flagg has looked good, except for when he's getting cooked by Gabe Vincent. So we're less than a week away from the start of the NBA season. We'll have a chat with Chris Miles on the other side. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got so much going on. We got championship series in baseball. We got Thursday night football, baseball, football. We got NBA preseason action. We're now less than a week away from the start of regular season. NBA season is going to be long. Champ will get crowned in June. The final year of LeBron's contract. We had rumors about Giannis. We got the Oklahoma City Thunder. Don't look like they're slowing down any bit. We got Kevin Durant in Houston. There's all these things going on in the NBA. It's Tatum coming back with the Celtics. Before we know, who knows? To talk about the start of the NBA season, some of the storylines that we've heard, things that we might see, is someone who's very familiar with the NBA as a host, as an announcer, doing play-by-play. Joining us right now is Chris Miles. Chris, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. Excited for another season. Maybe we'll see an 8th different champion for an 8th straight year. You know, the record now is 7 different champions in 7 different years, and that's the first time in NBA history.
We know that with this season coming up, we've always had a lot of parity. You mentioned about the changes and how many champions. Do you expect the Oklahoma City Thunder, don't they have probably the best odds of coming through and maybe repeating?
You know, I thought that when the Bucks won with Giannis. I thought that when the Joker won with the Denver Nuggets. Like, oh, look at how young those two guys are in this team. But I think it's a little different in this way, to your point. When I look at the Thunder winning this season, it felt like they were ahead of schedule, right? Like, I was like, all right, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, yes, he was the MVP. But Chet Holmgren, you know, only playing, what was it, 39 games. J-Dub kind of looking like he still had another level to get to. So the fact that they were able to win a championship without having Chet Holmgren at 100% and for most of the season, with having a lineup, you know, they had a starting lineup, I think it was over 20 games, with no one taller than 6'6", right? And now they've reloaded that roster, Isaiah Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren on the floor together. Like, I kind of look at it as, well, if there's going to be a team to repeat, SGA is so healthy, so young, so focused, so determined. Like, this may be the overall group that could get it done because all those guys are running it back.
Well, when you think about who can unseat them, just coming out of the West where there are so many teams, you got the Denver Nuggets who have retooled. You got the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, they're old. The Clippers are also old. The Lakers, you want to talk about old? We all know about LeBron James. Houston Rockets now added Durant. What team has the best chance of moving the Thunder out the way?
Well, it's crazy. You didn't mention a team that's been in the Western Conference Finals the last 2 years and has arguably the face of the league, right? So I kind of look at it like this. I've had the privilege the last year of being around Anthony Edwards, you know, at All-Star, at Summer League, and kind of seeing his intensity. He seems hungry, man. Like, you know, kind of seeing SGA get there. Like, if you listen to the way that he talks, he's like, this is it now, right? Like, we're going to do this. And I kind of look at that team like, yo, they really built around him, and they have one of the highest payrolls in the NBA. But the Houston Rockets intrigue me the most. I know they lost Fred VanVleet, and I think from a leadership perspective, that's a lot to lose. But Alperen Şengün ran the point center to perfection, and now he's got Kevin Durant out there. Don't forget, Alperen Şengün was an All-NBA player last year. Yeah, an All-Star, but an All-NBA center. Amen Thompson was an All-Defensive Team member who seems like he has All-Star potential. And now you're adding Kevin Durant to that mix. I'm like, man, if there's a team that I think is dangerous, I think the Houston Rockets are the team that it's like, oh, if they win, how did we not all see this coming with Kevin Durant being the missing piece?
NBA announcer and broadcaster Chris Miles is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. When you think about the Los Angeles Lakers, we got the report via Shams that there's a possibility that we will not see LeBron at the start of the season and maybe not until this point next month. What are your expectations with the Lakers?
Oh, man. And listen, when they made the Luka trade, and I was like, okay, this roster, they're going to need 2 or 3 years. And when I thought they got Mark Williams, I was like, oh, maybe not. I look at this group, you know, Luka Doncic, all world and everything, and MVP candidate year in and year out. They just feel like after LeBron's retired or gone or whatever's going to happen with him, I think they have to retool, and then they could potentially be a championship caliber team. I do not see it with Luka and LeBron and the way this roster constructed. I think they need something major to happen for me to look at them as contenders. So when you ask that question, I go, they'll be fun to watch. They can't guard anybody. And Austin Reeves and Luka Doncic, like, that's not, you look at the rest of the NBA, that's not getting it done.
Oh, ouch, ouch. They're similar, I feel like, in the East. There have been so many rumors about Giannis and when he's going to pull the escape cord. Is it going to be midseason? Is it after the season? He says, I'm committed now, but I may ultimately change my mind. When do you think Giannis is going to be done, or is he going to finish there in Milwaukee?
I'm at the point now where I think there's no way he finishes his career in Milwaukee, and I thought this summer was it. At the trade deadline, without giving out any information, man, I kind of felt like it was happening. But now the Bucks are like, look, we got both of your brothers on the roster. You can't go anywhere now. We're basically the Antetokounmpos. We can even change the logo for you, my friend. Anything you want, we want to keep you. But when I look at it from a basketball perspective, I'm like, okay, let's say you're the San Antonio Spurs and you call up the Milwaukee Bucks and you go, we got too much and it doesn't fit. So here's 6 first-round picks. De'Aaron Fox, Harrison Barnes. Well, who else would you like, right? And they're like, we want Dylan Harper. We don't do it. I feel like the Bucks would have to make that trade, and I think that would shake up the NBA in a way that's just insane. But it's like, I look at the San Antonio Spurs, and I'm like, they're right there, and I would love to see Giannis and Wimby and anybody that's left Castle get the job done in San Antonio.
Oh, man, what a long team that would be. I can't even think of a term. Put those two guys together, that'd be quite a sight. Chris Miles is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We know Wembanyama coming off of that had that blood clot in his arm, and now he's gained weight, put on muscle. He's training with Monks. We expect good things. And then we also have some other young teams. The Detroit Pistons, I mean, they really pushed the Knicks. There's some real expectations from the Pistons. We see the Orlando Magic adding Bane to the mix. What do you think about some of these young squads that are on the up and up?
So here's the thing that's crazy. I look at like the Spurs. I'm like, I'm watching every single Spurs game. League pass, I'm dialed in. I got to see what happens here. But from the Pistons standpoint, the Jaden Ivey news that he's going to miss a month really stung. But like, can Ausar Thompson and Ron Holland take a step? Take a leap. And don't forget, like, they lost Malik Beasley, who was taking game-winning potential shots for them last year. And I'm like, oh, that's right. They added Duncan Robinson from Miami to get that outside shooting. So I think the Pistons, there's a lot of question marks there of can they take that leap and jump into the top 4 in the East and remain there. I think it's really the Knicks and the Cavs, 1-2, right? Like, I think the Knicks and the Cavs are the two teams where I'm like, I think – they got the right formula for this season to have the best record in the East because of the Celtics and their injury situation with Jason Tatum. But the Orlando Magic, I was waiting for them to ascend last year, and I think they nailed the draft. I don't know if you've paid attention to Jace Richardson. I saw him as high as like the fourth best prospect on some boards. I didn't really feel that, but he's lights out. And I used to call some of his high school games at Columbus High School down there in Miami with the Boozer Twins. And I didn't see this coming, but if you go look at his clips from the preseason and from summer league at his first summer league game, he's lighting it up, instant offense off the bench. So Desmond Bane brings outside scoring. But I think Jace Richardson coming off the bench as a rookie could also provide that for the Magic. If that's actually the case, they solved their biggest problem from last season. outside shooting with their two newcomers. And you got to think Bancaro and Wagner and Suggs only played six games together last year. If those guys can stay on the floor together, I think the Magic should be a top four team in the East.
Yeah, Chris Miles is joining us, NBA host and announcer. You talk about young guys. Let's move ahead to a bunch of old dudes. The Golden State Warriors are full of them. The Clippers are full of them. Are these two organizations that are just kind of wading in the water, hoping for something to hit? It seems more likely that they just get blown to hell in a season or two.
You know what's so interesting being around the Clippers? Like, it's almost like you forget that Ty Lue is the coach, and if you're not really dialed into the NBA, you don't understand that impact of, okay, as long as he's the coach, they're going to have a good game plan, they're going to put this together, and guys are going to maximize their potential. So, you know, obviously, I used to cover the Washington Wizards when Bradley Beal was there, and I always thought, like, look, if you're looking for him to be the man, you're not going to win a championship. But if Beal can fit in as your second, third, fourth guy, you're cooking with fish grease, right? And I think the Clippers may have that. Like Norman Powell, how great he was last year. I think Bradley Beal can take a page out of that. And I think Bradley Beal's actually a little bit more talented of a scorer than Norman Powell. So if you put him in that same role with this team, James Harden is going to be the, you know, second best passer, I think, that Beal's played with, because obviously I can't do that to my guy, John Wall. But I really do think that Clippers team, it's like, are they too old? Or what do they have, the gas in the tank? They surprised me last year, but I can't just overlook them, even though I don't view them as contenders. They also added John Collins. I can't forget John Collins going there. It's like weird little tweaks from, like, they should be able to beat teams you don't think they could beat on a nightly basis.
Hey, last question for you, Chris. Man, we see Tatum working out. This guy is dunking a basketball. Do you think we see Tatum at some point this season?
Yeah. So the surgery he had, the timetable is way, we go torn Achilles out for the year, right? Like it happened in the playoffs against the Knicks. We all witnessed it, but he had the Achilles tear surgery within the next 24 hours, which is insane to think of. And it's the same thing that Aaron Rodgers had, right? So it's this new age way of going about it where the timetable seems to be, I think they said it was like February or March. But when I see Tatum dunking, I've watched those, you know, videos like there's a Bruta film over and over again. He's still like hanging on the rim and looking down and be like, can I land? Right? And when he touches the ground, he's like, am I good? So when I see that, I'm like, all right, this is November, December, he might get over that in January. Then he's got to get in condition. Then you just paid this man, what, over $300 million? Are you going to risk that? So I think we got to see where the Celtics are when you get to January and February. I think if the Celtics are hovering anywhere near 500, I think we see him back on the floor. If it's a lost season completely, especially in the win-loss column, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We know that we got a season that starts in less than a week. So many storylines. We got Westbrook who's back and Durant trying to stick around long term with Houston. What is Wembanyama going to be like? There's a lot of questions and a lot of basketball to watch. Hey, Chris, we really appreciate your time, your expertise. Tell everybody where they can follow you online, keep up with you, all that great stuff.
Yeah, at Chris Miles TV on Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, hopefully it's another great season for the NBA because, I mean, I think we're really in a golden era right now with the way these guys are playing.
Yeah, a lot of names, a lot of personalities. We got stars that are still stars sticking around. We got young stars. It's certainly a great mix. Hey, Chris, I'll catch you soon, okay?
All right, my friend. Thank you.
No doubt about it. A big shout out and thank you to Chris Miles for joining us. Covers all things NBA, NBA host and announcer. There's so many storylines. Like you got Westbrook in, and what is Durant going to do in Houston with that young squad? And the Clippers, I want to see if the Warriors, how long it's going to take for them to fall apart with all those old guys. There's so many storylines. And then how about this, even from an entertainment standpoint? We got NBA basketball on NBC. We got the crew from the NBA on TNT, now on ESPN. It's also been reported that nothing is going to change. Same studio, same crew, same sound, same music. It's going to take some getting used to. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to get an update on everything going on. There's baseball, there's football. We'll hear about it all when we come back. We'll talk some more basketball, more football. We'll get to your calls as well. But right now, we need to get to a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Thank you to Chris Miles for joining us to talk some NBA. About a week away, or less than a week away from the start of the regular season. So if you like the show, understand this. Be appreciative of our sponsors, because this portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it's so much more than just another SUV at HyundaiUSA.com. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Steelers lead the Bengals 7-0. About 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Los Angeles Dodgers, they lead the Brewers. It's the eighth inning. The Dodgers are threatening with a man on base right now, a man on first in the eighth inning. And then, well, we just had this game get started as well. The American League Championship Series. We have the Mariners. We got the Blue Jays. They're still in the first inning. And no runs on the board as of yet. Seattle leads in this series 2-1. And so by the time we get to the end of this evening, we'll have a better idea of how things stand. I mean, for the past several days, it's looked like we're going to get the Mariners and the Dodgers. Let's see if the Blue Jays can kind of upset the apple cart. And then also, let's see, it's not over yet. Let's see if the Brewers can, you know, steal a win here now that we're in the eighth inning. The Dodgers are looking to put some insurance runs up on the board. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Alex is here from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alex?
What's up, JR?
What's going on with your shoot?
Not much. We got the three OGs going tonight. It's a very interesting night where we got Joe Flacco going against Aaron Rodgers, and we got Max Scherzer on the bump. Let's see which one of them perseveres. I'd be willing to say it's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Time, I never thought of it. Go ahead.
No, I said, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, we talked about this early in the show. It's kind of a crapshoot. What you get out of Max Scherzer today, is he going five innings? Is he going four? I think whatever you get out of him, if you can get one run, two runs, and get five innings, I consider that to be a success.
I would consider Max Scherzer to be more of an opener than a starter. I don't think he's going to go that deep. He hasn't pitched in 3 weeks, but maybe he could get him off to a good start. Let's see what happens. When it comes to Aaron Rodgers, I pinch myself. I never thought I would be saying this. I don't know if it's his new relationship or the fact that he has respect for Mike Tomlin, but he's been saying the right things, you know. So you got to give him a little credit.
You know what? It's not even him. It's not even Aaron Rodgers saying the right things. He's not saying anything. He's saying nothing. There are no more weekly interviews with Pat McAfee. There's no forum, and so God bless him. We don't have to hear from him saying ridiculousness.
Yep. My question to you is this, though. Do you think it's a Mike Tomlin effect, or do you think it's this new relationship? Because sometimes a woman can put you in place, make it real, and turn your life around.
A woman? Like, I don't know. Like Aaron Rodgers said he has a woman. He said he has a wife. I don't know what he has. I don't know. He had a girlfriend. He's had many girlfriends. So because he labels this one his wife, I don't know. This is the same guy who said, when asked if he got a vaccine, and he's like, I was immunized. So we know he's always keen to rock the boat. When it comes to him playing football, we know he's a football player. We know he's smart. We know he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. And so I'm not going to pin anything performance-based on any of his relationships. What I will say, and it appears to be a little bit more tangible than any of his personal relationships, is the fact that Aaron Rodgers, he most certainly does have respect for Mike Tomlin. I mean, these are things that, and not things, they've been batting eyes, you know, for the past several seasons when they've met up. And they've both been glowing about how they feel about each other. And so I don't think it's a stretch to go. Mike Tomlin said, bruh, when you come in here with the organization, with the people that we have in the locker room, we're not the Jets. We just want you to do football. We don't want you to do any of that. And I could see Aaron Rodgers going, you know what? I got you. And then just stopping there. So I would not pin that on no woman. Have you seen his woman yet?
No, I haven't seen her.
Okay.
I don't think nobody has.
Yeah, there you go. Well, she might be out there. She may not. If you find her, I was going to tell you, tell me, but I really don't care.
It might be a figment of his imagination, but that doesn't matter. I like it.
Well, I heard there are people, Alex, and thank you for calling from Miami. This might be a whole different conversation. Ibacha, did you hear that people are having relationships now on ChatGPT?
I have, and that's a very dangerous thing.
Well, who? Yeah,
because, right. You forget your password and you forget your last 10 years of your relationship.
Oh. What did you just took it to another level.
No, I was going to go the other way.
Wait. If you forget your password and you can't log in, the relationship is over at that point, right? You got to start over a new one?
You do, because it doesn't remember your data. It's like forgetting your birthday. Man.
But that's why you can forget your password and they send it to you, right?
Maybe. I've never actually made an account for ChatGPT.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I feel like that's giving my soul away to the AI overlords.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I guess in that case, anybody, you can be married. You can have a wife. Well, listen, people have had relationships with things and objects and people have had odd relationships all over the place. Okay, let's just put it that way. Whatever floats your boat, as long as it's not with a children, an elderly, an animal. Go marry. I was gonna say, go marry a. Come on, Bacha, help me out here. Try. Go marry a light post if you want to. Okay,
light posts. They don't move.
Well, I mean, I said leave. You got to leave. First of all, you got to leave anybody who doesn't want to be in a relationship with you alone. So that's like the first group to leave alone. Leave children alone. Abso-freaking-lutely. And that's me putting it lightly. Leave elderly people alone and leave animals alone. And so what does that leave? Like, you can have a relationship with a light post. You know, have a relationship with that that rubber blow-up thing. Go for it. Have all the relationships you want. Have a relationship with a computer program. Sure, go for it. Right?
I would say find a hobby and try to love that.
All right. So, Aaron Rodgers, he might be in... Nah. I don't know. He says he's married. Which one is it? Did he say married or has a wife?
I think he said both.
Oh, boy. Because you know with him, it's all a matter of wordplay. He has he's very particular about what he says.
He has the wedding band, though.
Oh, okay. So he says he's married.
Yes.
It may not be legally married in the sense of the traditional marriage. Aaron Rodgers is married to a woman named Brittany. The couple keeps their relationship very private. Rodgers confirmed his marriage in minicamp. Stated his wife is a private person. She does not have social media. Details about their wedding are scarce. Rodgers mentioned they have been married for a couple of months as of the June announcement. Okay.
There's no way someone doesn't have social media. How are you supposed to meet Aaron Rodgers then?
The grocery store?
Aaron Rodgers going to the grocery store?
He's been photographed in a grocery store in California, yes. Well, you haven't seen the photos? He's been grocery shopping.
He's been probably a lot of places, but to like, hey.
Meet a woman?
Yeah, to meet someone and create a real lasting relationship, I don't see him.
You think you only create a lasting relationship on social media?
No. I'm just saying, Aaron Rodgers is like this super celebrity.
Okay.
And this person has no social media, mm-hmm. probably didn't even know who he was.
Man, unless, that's great.
And I feel that's a little, it's a stretch to find connection there.
I don't know, man. Not everybody is on social media, Bacha, okay?
Large percentage are.
Yeah, a large percentage. Not everybody is. And Bacha, I started my career on social media. Bacha, if I wasn't doing this, I'd burn all my social profiles to the ground. I'd be living off the grid. I'd be in the woods somewhere, married to a light post or a real tree before they turn it into a light post. I've said too much. We'll come back and talk more sports on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.